Chazak Baruch. Very quickly, first of all, I wish everyone an easy and meaningful fast today. B'zad Hashem, today is the fast of Tanit Esther. Tonight, the fast ends at 7:42 p.m. B'zad Hashem. So everyone should have an easy fast, and it should be Chabul Bashar Yishadah. Just to go over some of the halachot, we're approaching Purim this Sunday, B'zad Hashem. We know on the day of Purim, there's four mitzvot. There's four main mitzvot on the day of Purim. What are the four mitzvot? The easy way to remember it. There's four mems. There's Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah. Matanot le'evyonim, giving food to the poor. Mishloach manot, giving two foods to one person. And, of course, we have the mitzvat seudat Purim, which is the eating a meal on Purim. I'm just going to go quickly over 30 seconds on each of these mitzvot. Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, there's a mitzvah at nighttime, Saturday night, and a mitzvah on Sunday. We have two, you have to listen to the Megillah twice, and you have to make sure that you hear every word. If a person misses one word or is talking in between or whatnot, Chas v'Shalom, person does not fulfill his mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. If by any chance a person he's following in the Chumash and he misses one word, he can read and catch up himself. You can read up to half of the Megillah with even from a Chumash. You're allowed to read and catch up. That's perfectly fine. That's the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. Then you have the mitzvah Matanot Levyonim. Of course, anybody wants to give, you can still give. The mitzvah is to be given out on the day of Purim. Essentially, what happens is you give, according to Rabbi Ben Chaim, we give $20 per person, which is you're giving two aniyim a meal on the day of Purim. Two poor people, a meal. Each meal is about $10, so we give one ani $10, another ani $10. That's $20 per person. So you give $20, you fulfill your obligation of Matanot Levyonim. And the Matanot Levyonim, there are people who will go out on the day of Purim and will distribute the money, distribute food and gifts to the poor people in order for them to be able to enjoy on the day of Purim as well. That's the mitzvah of Matanot Levyonim. Then we have the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manot is to give two items of food to one individual. Right? It's not necessarily, people have a misconception, they think it needs to be two different berachot. It doesn't have to be two different berachot, it could be the same beracha. It just needs to be two separate foods, two different foods. You can give it to one person, you fulfill your mitzvah. Kol amarbeh harizeh mishubach. Anyone who gives more, it's praiseworthy, it's a good thing to do. And of course, the last mitzvah we have on the day of Purim is a mitzvah, seudat Purim. It's a mitzvah of eating on Purim. We have a mitzvah to have a meal on the day of Purim. Ideally, the meal should be done by having bread, and ideally with meat and wine. Because ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. The main joy that brings a person is with meat and wine. And b'ezrat Hashem, we fulfill all the mitzvot of the day. The Chachamim say that a person should spend more on the matanot levyonim than he does on himself for the mitzvah of eating on Purim and the mitzvah of mishloach manot. It's more important that we give to the poor than we give to ourselves. So b'ezrat Hashem, we take care of those who are in need, and Hashem will always take care of us and never put us in situations that we will be in need. Have a great day and chag sameach. Yabul b'ashe.